Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And it is Thursday, and it's our chance to get an update here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll also talk Battle of the Badges here later on in the program, but we welcome back into the studio Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Chamber. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon, how are you? It is so great to be back live and in person.
Yes, yes, we're glad to do this, and we've been slowly bringing back people into the studio, mostly when it's just one person, and it's working out pretty well.
Yep, got new chairs, got new headphones. It's like a complete new renovated studio here.
Got a new producer here, too. But Dave's on vacation, so.
You flatter me.
So it's awesome to see you again here in person. We see each other out and about every once in a while when we go to different events. But I know usually preceding this program, you have something called Wake Up Manhattan. Is that what it's called?
Good Morning Manhattan. Good morning. It was close.
Yeah. Okay. I was close enough. But you had a prominent person on today. Senator Jerry Moran was on the call and had some interesting updates, including on infrastructure.
Yeah, so Good Morning Manhattan is an event we have once a month where we have three speakers who talk about 10 to 15 minutes apiece, and it's just a good opportunity to get updates on things that are going on that may not require a full, 40, 50-minute presentation. So when we were discussing what to do, I mentioned to Sharla, who manages that event for us, hey, call Senator Moran's office and see if he's got somebody on his staff that wants to talk about the infrastructure bill. And he's been in the news as part of the group that the bipartisan group that's worked on the compromise on infrastructure. And so Charlotte came back in and said, well, I think Senator Moran wants to do it himself. So we were obviously very excited to have him on. And he talked briefly about what had happened in terms of, I believe, 11 Democrat and 11 Republican senators who are working together on a compromise to develop an infrastructure package that focuses mainly on roads and bridges and what we would consider to be true infrastructure, and then I think also maybe airports, which is a big deal to us, as well as public transit. So just got an update from him on that, where that was in the process. He was optimistic, but he even said himself, I don't know that I'm going to vote for it if it, depending on what the final outcome is. And specifically, I think he wanted to make sure that how they were going to pay for it was spelled out and make sure that it did not include tax increases for residents, citizens, or businesses. And so it was interesting to get that perspective, but that has to move really quickly. And the chamber, obviously, we have a longstanding policy to promote and support infrastructure improvements. We think that's really important as we think about growing jobs and growing our community, that we have to have investment in infrastructure. And so we're obviously monitoring that very closely. But we also had a chance to talk about, I don't know if you remember, 2 or 3 months ago when the federal government was considering changing the statuses of metropolitan statistical areas, and mm-hmm. Manhattan was potentially on the chopping block to lose that designation and would have been considered a micropolitan. It came out yesterday that they are going to leave that as it is, and so Manhattan will retain its metropolitan statistical area at least for another decade. We obviously were extremely concerned about that, and Senator Moran, Senator Marshall, Representative Mann all helped us through that process. And then Senator Moran also expressed his support for a defense community infrastructure grant that Manhattan has submitted on Janet Nichols with our team and Flint Hills Regional Council and the City of Manhattan to help us with our runway rebuild. And he expressed his support for that. And so we're anxious and hopeful that that grant will come through so that we can rebuild our runway at a level that will continue to support Fort Riley and keep us competitive as we work on military issues.
Well, cross our fingers for that, because that is not a cheap endeavor trying to get that runway extension. I forget the exact number, but it's in the multi-millions.
Yeah, so the Federal Aviation Group has come back and said that they will pay for rebuild at 100 feet wide. And in order to maintain what we need for Fort Riley. We need it to be 150 feet wide, and so to do that, it will cost $5 to $6 million. I don't remember the exact number, but a substantial amount that we would have to try to come up with. So any support we can get from the federal government to help us with that, I think it would be greatly appreciated. And quite frankly, it is a readiness issue, and so we're hopeful that the Pentagon will look at that grant application. And as somebody said, if this doesn't qualify for what DSIP was set up for, then we don't know what does. We're very optimistic about that.
Well, Senator Moran, when he holds these events, he's pretty straight shooting on a lot of this stuff, and it's kind of rare with a lot of politicians. But it is so divided right now in Washington D.C. I think it's kind of an interesting dynamic. It's pretty much split in the Senate, and not everybody's going to support every bill that comes down the pike.
Yeah, and we mentioned today even, the chamber, we feel very strongly that we're about solutions, not about partisanship. And so we expressed our appreciation to Senator Moran on that phone call that he's focused on solutions more than anything else, and making sure that what's good for Kansans is what's at the forefront, not necessarily what's the right thing for national political parties. And so I know that gets hard, and there's obviously two sides to that story, but we do need to continue to invest in growth, invest in economic recovery. And so we're thankful that Senator Moran and quite frankly, Representative Mann and Senator Marshall all are working on that for us. So.
All right. We're speaking with Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Since we last spoke, there was a nice ribbon cutting that took place here locally for BevHub, and that's a key part in economic development here for the Manhattan area. And I mean, just kind of give us your thoughts on that happening.
Well, obviously, that was an exciting event for us. We were able to work with BevHub through the process of their purchasing the old Tallgrass Tap House building and establishing their new operations. And they're going to be a co-packer of beverages. And so what that means is companies, larger beverage companies that maybe need smaller runs or are testing a new product, they want to use a co-packer because they don't want to take any of their own capacity offline. And so it's a great opportunity for a smaller entrepreneurial venture. It's a Kansas company and to create new jobs in Manhattan. And so they have invested $30 million. They're going to create at least initially around 40 new jobs that all are well above the Manhattan average. And so we got an opportunity to go in and cut a ribbon. It's not always a common for the governor to come to one of our ribbon cuttings. And of course, Governor Kelly was there. And which was exciting, and we had every city commissioner there, and of course the city commission all were very instrumental in BevHub ending up here because it required some incentives in order for us to be competitive for that. And so we had about 100 people out for that, and I know as we discussed earlier, the sound was a bit of a challenge because you have $25 million worth of bottling equipment running in the background. But it was great to see the owners and to be able to thank them personally and see 37 new jobs for Manhattan residents. And it was a great event. We're seeing a lot of ribbon cuttings. In June, we had a ribbon cutting for TFI Family Services in a new location. We had a ribbon cutting for Hazy Haven, which is a new business in Manhattan, and we had a ribbon cutting for Dirks Law Firm, which is Summerott Dirks, who in addition to being an attorney, is also our incoming chair, and she's starting her own firm. And so we had her ribbon cutting, as well as a groundbreaking for an expansion at Flint Hills Christian School, which they're doing a major expansion. So that's really exciting. We have five ribbon cuttings on the schedule for this month, including the Aflac Regional Office, which is a new location for them, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, which is a new facility east of the community on 24, Fragrant Blends Candle Bar, which is a new business in the mall, Advanced Auto Parts, which is a new building on Fifth Street, and then Scooter's Coffee, which is a new coffee entrance into into the community, and that's and on Claflin out west. And so we're seeing a lot of activity, and I think that's a positive for the community.
And you know, maybe not to leave out the Stormont Vale groundbreaking that took place.
And we talked a little about that the last time, but okay. Yeah, the Stormont Vale groundbreaking on their new facility at the research park is going to be a great new addition to the community as we increase medical capacity in Manhattan.
All right. Well, that's good. Good to hear. Some good news going on in terms of ribbon cuttings, and we'll continue to watch more of those. So we're going to take our first break in the program and continue with more from Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, here on In Focus.